From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Hey, welcome back.
Here we are at show 011. I'm Paul.
I'm Storm.
And we're going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
I think it's going to be a short one this week, Storm.
Yeah, we're going to try to knock the average back down.
That's right, because everybody seems to get so pissy and moany about the fact you guys talk for a lot longer than 5 to 10 minutes on average.
The reason is we just got back from a West Coast trip, and we're both kind of tired, but we want to provide a little entertainment, so...
That's right. As little as possible, certainly.
Right.
The minimal required. Let's get the old business out of the way. Storm, hit us with the rundown.
Okay, we're still at 23% on the server fund.
Yay.
22.5 certified minions with more rolling in every day.
Awesome.
No progress on Whedon Watch or McCartney Watch, but we're still cautiously optimistic.
Darn it.
And Poochie Corner, the short Poochie being the shorthand for, hey, who's talking about us? This kind of goes into the body of the podcast.
Sure.
Some great responses to last week's call for questions or call for answers to what was your favorite comfort food and universe you wanted to belong to.
Right. And discomfort food.
Yep. And... I was genuinely touched by some of the responses, very thoughtful.
they were. They brought a tear to my eye.
And the big winners seem to be Harry Potter was mentioned a couple times.
Yeah.
As a universe to belong to.
Sure.
Spaghetti and grilled cheese came up.
Yeah.
Well over
the
average.
Big winner. And it was almost always, I noticed it was like not just spaghetti, but mom's spaghetti.
Oh, right. You can't just walk into some random restaurant and order spaghetti and be comforted by that.
Yeah. And well, if you could, but you'd probably be a pretty pathetic fellow.
Yeah, or just really hungry.
Yeah. And the unsettling foods, I noticed a trend.
That was the one that was the big, if you would call it a winner of the discussion.
Right.
Was how many people absolutely despised mushrooms.
Yeah. Everybody hates mushrooms.
Including you.
Including me. I wouldn't say I despise them, but I totally understand what the people are talking about, because it's just sort of this weird, unnatural gelatinous, it's mostly solid, but sort of slimy texture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shouldn't be something that's ingested. It's something that you, like, you know, rub on a rash or something.
I mean, I can understand it. I love mushrooms.
Put in a window to ward off evil spirits.
And maybe that's why I love them, you know. Uh-huh. I have a great fear of evil spirits.
Right. Well, I'm sure we're going to hear from the Mushroom Council about this.
Well, we'll leave it to them for that.
Sure.
On to new business.
New business. So we did have a very successful trip through California, Northern California. Had our first shows with a couple of... comics that we've known for a long time, just haven't done shows with, Dan St. Paul and Henry Phillips, both of whom were extremely funny, and we highly recommend you seek out their work.
And great to hang out with, too. So that was... Well, we already knew that. We'd never seen their entire set.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the big victory was, in my mind, of the trip.
Okay.
It wasn't like how many people came out to the shows, which was very encouraging. Thank you for everybody who did.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
It was the food we found in Fresno, California.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
It was Grand Marie's Chicken Pie House.
Yes. Not chicken pot pie.
No, Chicken Pie House.
Chicken pie.
And no, it didn't look like, you know, a house made of chicken pie.
Though that would also be awesome.
But it was not. Actually, maybe we should submit. They don't even have a website. Like,
they
that's
don't.
How...
You have to, we found it off of roadfood.com, an excellent resource for finding out-of-the-way mom-and-pop places throughout America.
And if my mom had ever, or my Grand Marie had ever served this to me when I was a kid, it would definitely be on the comfort food list.
Yeah, that was it was really quite a tasty treat. And I was glad you pushed for it. I was sort of ambivalent. and you, you know, you weren't insistent about it, but you're like, yeah, I think I'm hungering for the chicken pie, and I'm so glad you did.
Well, you get a feeling every once in a while, like,
yeah, you, Storm, for those of you who've never toured with us, which is almost everybody on the planet, Storm has really uncanny food instincts. Like, either we'll be driving by a restaurant and he'll say, "Ooh, that looks good, let's go there." Or he'll just sort of get a feeling about some place from reading about it or hearing a recommendation. And you've got almost a one-to-one hit ratio on the intuition to actual goodness.
I firmly believe there really are forces that are beyond our immediate comprehension. And I can't really vouch for what most of them are, but I do believe that that food sends out signals, you know, like a positive chi kind of thing.
Sure, sure. Well, since you were responsible for our finding this one, would you like to describe the chicken pie?
I will, though I liked your comment that you made about it.
We both ordered the chicken pie. Storm had a dinner order, which came with a vegetable and, like, what else was it, a slaw and a dessert or something like that?
Well, yeah, well, and about the slaw, before we get to the pie, it's
okay.
Not what we what I like to call bumpkin slaw, which is sort of a thoughtless cabbage in a soupy kind of mayonnaise and who knows what glop.
Mm-hmm.
You know when, like, the coleslaw is crisp and cold and relevant, that the rest of the meal is going to be good. And there was some broccoli, but the star was definitely the chicken pie.
Yeah. So we order these chicken pie meals and they come, and the pie itself is, I would say, what, maybe about 6 inches in diameter?
Yeah.
Maybe a little larger, but not much larger.
I hate to make the comparison, but a little larger than like a Jamaican beef patty that you would get.
Yeah. Or like a CD's circumference, maybe. And it comes with, you know, we both got whipped potatoes with it or smashed potatoes. No, thank God they didn't call them that.
They were just mashed potatoes.
Yeah. They have mashed potatoes and such. And they all came with this gravy, this chicken gravy drizzled on it. And I looked at it and I noticed, I'm a guy that likes my gravy. And it looked a little light on the gravy, and I was wondering if it was going to last for the duration of the meal. And then I stuck my fork in, and this pie literally vomited forth.
Like, it made that sound.
Extra gravy. Bleh. Like, if vomiting could ever be pleasant, this was the most pleasant vomiting I ever saw. It just billowed forth like lava from this pie and just sort of immediately doubled the volume of gravy on the plate.
I'm voting for pleasant vomiting as the title of this podcast.
Yeah, okay, that's certainly a front runner now. So you take it from here.
Well, that's most of the story, but I remember with the first bite, the flakiness of this crust, and I know it's just a whole big sloppy bunch of butter and flour, but the way they made it, I tasted it and thought to myself and believed it and still do, this is one of the best things I've tasted in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was flavorful and chickeny with chunks of chicken. With that gravy that just didn't quit.
And there was no peas or potatoes in there or anything to get in the way. It was just
chicken
and gravy and then more chicken.
Yep. And there were biscuits on the side because they knew that the gravy was the belle of the ball.
Yep, yep.
So you could sop up every last bit of the gravy, which we did.
Yeah, it really was. It was phenomenal and highly recommended.
Well, I'm afraid to go into the other topic I have written down because I'm afraid it's going to push us past the 10-minute mark.
Well, we'll have to see. I wanted to do put one shout out in, though, for also, I know you were a little taken aback, the burger place we went to in Oakland. And I cannot remember the name of it now. Was it Barney's Burgers or something?
Yeah, Barney's Burgers.
Barney's Burgers. It was an excellent burger. It was only marred by the fact that Storm is a medium rare person and I am a medium person. As far as our cooked meats go, and they gave us the right burgers, but they flopped the patties, so I got the one with pink in it, and Storm did not.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
I enjoyed my burger, and it had lots of yummy bacon and blue cheese, and the bun was tasty, which is not a small thing. If you don't got buns, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
That's what my mom used to say.
Yep.
Well, she did.
But it was made up. It was also made up for by the fact that they had these fries that came sort of drizzled with garlic and oil.
It wasn't drizzled so much as they just took like a head of garlic and jotted it a couple of times in a food processor and dumped it down onto
and
the fries.
Dropped it down on the fries. Those
Which
were some
was
good
awesome.
Fries. So there's a shout out for there too. So yeah, go ahead and go into your topic. We won't touch on it too heavily then. Let's jeté into Storm's tentative topic.
We're recording this on Columbus Day.
Yeah.
And I would posit that Columbus Day has sort of lost its relevance in a lot of ways. That unless you're a federal government worker, I don't know about other parts of the country. Apologies to anyone not living in the United States for this discussion.
Right.
But it's sort of what, you know, Pinta, Nina, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I have a list of possible holidays that might be more relevant to American culture.
Okay.
I'm going to name some dates, Paul.
Sure.
And at home, you can play along. And you try to guess what the anniversary is and what the holiday might be.
Okay.
December 16th, 1947.
The day Elvis was drafted.
No, you are off by a clean decade on that.
Okay.
That was the day that Bell Labs invented the transistor.
Ah, transistor day.
And did it or did it not, that's basically a transformative thing in the country.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Columbus, you know, landed on Cuba or whatever.
Yeah.
But the transistor, man. Okay. March 2nd, 1955.
March 2nd, 55. I give up.
It's the day generally accepted to be the day that Ray Kroc founded the McDonald's franchise organization.
Ooh, big one there.
Mm-hmm.
So would we call that Ronald McDonald birthday, parentheses, celebrated, close parentheses?
Well, the clown didn't come along until a little later. But I think we could let it slide.
Yeah, you know? Much in the way, you know, Columbus Day, you know, Columbus didn't really discover America and he didn't even land in America, but we celebrate it as such. So I think we can.
Or we could just change Columbus to Ronald McDonald Day.
That could be, too.
Okay, August 26th, 1920.
The day Jolson's the Jazz Singer debuted.
No, it's when women were officially granted suffrage in the United States. I know, you're expecting something
goofy. Yeah, I wanted something more snide. That's sort of heartfelt, and you're
I know.
Me out with that.
We had to put something in there that was kind of genuine.
And
plus,
so that's
if that was
it.
The holiday, we could play that awesome Bowie song. I know he's not American.
Oh, Suffragette City? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. September 19th.
Because you can't afford the chicken.
September 19th.
September 19th
yep.
of any year?
Yep.
It's the day we celebrate Steely Dan's recording of Hey 19.
I'm only slightly ashamed of you right now. I wouldn't have known it either.
Okay.
International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
January 1st, 1984.
The day Eurythmics aborted soundtrack to the film 1984 was released on CD.
No, but I like that better, so we're going to move on to September 20th, 1977.
The day Storm attended his first concert.
No, it's the first air date of the Happy Days that had Fonzie jumping the shark.
Ooh. What's that date? That may be our winner.
Well, I think we should put it up as a poll.
Yeah, but what's that? Remind me of that date again.
September 20th, 1977.
Nice. You know what else I like about that?
What's that?
It's spaced nicely. In
right.
The, you know, school has just started, but then you get a day off in a couple of weeks.
Well, we can fudge the dates on these.
I suppose that's true.
But I agree with you that it's more honest this way.
Yeah, I definitely think this is a very good topic for a poll. We'll put this up on the website, and you can vote for your favorite or suggest another possible holiday to replace Columbus Day.
Well, we're at the almost at the 14-minute mark.
Coming up on it.
Any last business?
No, we got a week off, and then next week, being starting October 22nd, we're going to be in Grand Rapids, and then Saginaw, Michigan, and then Chicago at Shuba's, one of our favorite venues, and then in Champaign, Illinois at the Canopy Club, being notable because that was one of the first places we played as Paul and Storm, and I do believe we had, I think it was 6 people show up at that gig.
Yeah, that's generous, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe it was 4 people, but they were enthusiastic enough for 6 people.
Oh, yeah. They represented when they were there.
And then the next week, we got the big UK tour with Jonathan Colton. So that'll be fun.
So keep an eye on paulandstorm.com. And
what are you choking on there?
I don't know, man. I had some milk a little while ago, and it did something to me.
Well, don't
so
die.
I'm choking, but still, I'm Storm.
And I'm Paul.
And we've been talking about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. Come find us, as always, at paulandstorm.com. Feel free to press the donate button on the website if you like what you're hearing. And we will see you in about a week.
Yeah, you go do those things.
Liked her, but she's dead, and that really kind of blows. I would have liked to kiss her head, her chin and cheeks and eyes and nose. And if she would have stuck around, I think we could have had some. Joy, maybe some seasons in the sun. But now she's dead, and that's okay. At some point, everybody died. And though her life was kind of short by the standards of today, it would have been long in medieval times. I really liked her, but she's dead. Although I don't know how she died. One guy told me it was crank, but someone else said that he lied. Another person said that she cut her own head off with a knife. That would have been too hard. Not the best way to end your life. But now she's dead and we are not. She's made it to the other side. I bet Jim Morrison is there, and Kurt, and Jerry, and the guy from Sublime, and other people who have died. La la la. I really liked her, but she's dead. At least I think that that's the case. I haven't seen her since she left, and no one else has seen her face. So she might still be alive. Until she calls me on the phone. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la.